Make some noise in this house. Hallelujah. He has already come to your rescue. Make some noise in this house. For this is another day the Lord has made. We ought to rejoice and be glad that he let you be in his day. Another day the Lord has allowed us to be alive. Not because we've done what we're supposed to be doing, but because of his grace and his mercy. This is day 33. Hallelujah. Of the new year. 2020 is today's date. Hallelujah. Twos and zeros. You won't see this again after day's gone. Hallelujah. God is waiting for you to call. Hallelujah. He will rescue you when you call him. And all you have to do is call him, and call him by faith. Hallelujah. So we're glad to be alive, because we're all are blessed and highly favored with fringed benefits, and we got overflow, and we ought to live and walk. Talk in that manner. No matter what else is going on negative in our lives, we got benefits and overflow. So we can focus on those. Hallelujah. Everything will be all right. Hallelujah. So we glorify God. Hallelujah. For allowing us to be here. What the world had called Super Bowl Sunday. But this is Super Jesus Sunday. Hallelujah. The Super Bowl just one event happening on God's Day. Hallelujah. And it couldn't happen if God didn't give the day. Give glory and honor and praise to God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, who has kept us and brought us together one more time. Hallelujah. We don't know what this afternoon is going to hold. Everybody expecting through Super Bowl, Jesus could come back and be the Super Bowl and rapture us from this earth. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we're glad just to be alive. That makes it a good day. Anybody didn't wake up this morning, raise your hand. Well, you got a good day. Because you woke up this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's a good day. Hallelujah. A good thing. So focus on that. I told the other switching in the back, I might be moving a little slow, but I'm moving. I said, a moving car is better than one stuck side of the road, can't move. I said, I might have some people line up behind me, blowing the horn, but I'm getting there. I've had people to pass me, flying on down the road. Only when I get to the stop light, they're still sitting there. Light changes just before I get there, and I keep on moving. And they take off again. So just be thankful. Things are well as they are. To Pastor Elder Swenson. Praise God for him. Elders Bush and Elders Green, who shares a rostrum with us. To all the preachers in the audience and the choir, praise God for you as well. And to our officers of the church of God. If you hold an office in the church of God, you have to wave your hand. We praise God for you too. You got an elected position in your church, no matter where you're from. Hallelujah. Because there's only one. No matter what you call it, there ain't but one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And to everybody else, you come under the label of layperson. Everybody else's hand should go in the air. We praise God for you as well. Everybody's important. Everybody has a position in the church, whether you claim it or not. Hallelujah. You're either one of those, you're in one of those places. And every one of them is important. You in the pews. Okay, it's very important, because if there were nobody in the pews, there'd be nobody to preach to. Therefore, my position would be nullified. Nobody in the pews, the choir couldn't sing to you, because the pews is not going to say amen. Pews are not going to clap hands. Pews are not going to say thank you, Jesus. You are important, and when you are missing, there's a lost spot, an opening in the net, where the fish that you're supposed to be catching went through. It went through because you weren't there to hold your part of the net together. Hallelujah. Everybody's position. It's important. Everybody's important. Everybody's somebody. There's no such thing as a nobody. Okay? A nobody does not exist. Never has existed. Never will exist. So don't let anybody make you think you are a nobody. You are somebody to do what God has given you to do. Everybody's precious. Everybody is of royalty. Because if you're saved, your Father is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are a royal priesthood. Hallelujah. Thank you. And don't let nobody call you something else and you get all angry about it because they call you that. They won't talk to you. If they didn't call your name that the Lord has given you or your parents have given you, they ain't talking to you. Because if they mistakenly call you somebody else's name other than the ugly name, you don't even answer. And they come to say, I'm talking to you. Say, oh, you talk to me? My name is so-and-so. Hallelujah. I'm preaching right here. Because it affects the way we live. And the light I shine comes from the way I respond. Hallelujah. Somebody will never see Jesus if they don't see him through you. Hallelujah. So we praise God. You are somebody. You are so special. God only made one of you. Out of all of creation, from the beginning to now, there's only been one of you. The neighbor, you can't find me nowhere else because I am an original, one of a kind. Amen. That's important enough. I ain't find you nowhere else but where you are. That you might see a wannabe like me. You might see a look like me, but it still ain't me. We used to call identical twins identical. That means they look just alike, but even if you look them so closely, they won't be exactly alike. Okay. And it still won't be you if you are the other part of the identical twin. You and that one is that one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we praise God. And everybody looks good. Don't ask nobody for their approval. How do I look? Why are you trying to please them? You need to be pleasing God. You can't please man. God don't even please them. Somebody in here wanted the snow. But soon as the snow comes, we want to stop. When the sun is shining, we want some rain. When the rain starts coming, we want God to cut the rain off. You don't even please yourself. How is somebody else going to please you? So stop trying to please somebody else and look good and know that you look good for yourself and nobody want to tell you. Because when I walk by and don't say it, you don't have to get upset with me because you already said it to yourself. And you are who you are. If you think you are, then you are. Because that's what the scripture says, isn't it? What a man think it? So is he. Glory to God. Well, let me go ahead and finish this up. Our text today. What time is it? Good news time. We come to bring you some good news. Isn't that what the world tells us? Preach good tidings. Good news. All right. Anybody need some good news? So we got enough of that bad news going on in the world. Matthew 25. starting at verse 14. Father, in the name of Jesus, we stand here, physical man, mental man, spiritual man. We count them all as done. And we cast them all into your hand, that you may use us for your glory and your honor and your praise. Send a word full of knowledge, full of wisdom, full of joy and encouragement and empowerment. Send a word. Cause us to be more like you and less like ourselves. In the name of Jesus we pray. And let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. All our strength and our redeemer. Amen. On the screen. Water. Okay, I'm going to need your prayers now. Feeling like I'm a little thirsty. Are we there? Matthew 25. Verse 14, for the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered them into his, delivered them his goods. And to one he gave 5 talents, and to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received 5 talents went and traded with him the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that has received 2, he also gained another 2. But he that received 1 talent went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of the servants cometh and reckoned with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and bought another 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things, and I make thee ruler over many. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. He also received the 2 talents, did the same. Okay. And the one did not. Look at someone and tell them this. Say, name it, claim it, then use it. Name it, claim it, then use it. We don't have too much of a problem naming it. We're forever hanging a name on something. And then we claim it. We claim everything that's supposed to be claimed and that we're not supposed to claim. But the first 2 we can handle. It's the third one that we have problem with. We don't mind hanging the name, when we just said something about that, people hanging names on you that's not yours. And we accept what people name us to be. Don't you know you're going against God when you do that? You are who God said you are. And nobody else's opinion matters. Because God is sovereign. He needs no second opinion. He needs no assistance. His word is final. When God says it, that's it. Nothing else matters. Does not matter what you think. Does not matter what the world think of you. It does not matter what anybody think of you. God's word is sovereign. All right. So we are telling you today to name everything that's yours. Now, the other thing, if you don't remember nothing else from the message, stop naming those things that's not yours. And then don't claim it either. It's not yours. We get all personal about things. And once we put a name on it saying it's mine, we have difficulty getting rid of it. Amen? We put things in our category, that's mine. And I don't want nobody else touching it. Okay? We name things that's yours and name things that's not yours, yours. But I remember reading in the Bible, and I believe it's verse 1 of Psalms 24, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and the world and all that is made, everything that's in it is his. Now what you got to name? What you got to claim? Is everything is God. All right, now through him, we can possess some things. Through him, we can claim some things. Because he gives you that authority in his will. Okay. How many of you know that the Bible is just a will? An old will. And the new revised will. Okay. Now, some people make out a will early in life, and then they go back and adjust that will as time goes on. Well, the first will was for those that would be saved. Okay, that will has been set aside. That was the old will. And we've been given a new amended will that will govern us. Now you can't be living by both of them. You either in the Old Testament or you in the New. You're in one of those two wheels. Now, and I'm going to tell you right now, you don't want to be in the Old Testament wheel. Excuse me. You don't want to be there. Why, Pastor? Because the Old Testament is governed by laws. And the New Testament is governed by grace. Now, which do you work, grace or the law? Now I tell you this, the word says, for the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God, grace, is eternal life. And those that live by the law, Old Testament, shall be judged by the law. And no sin, not any, not anything that we said, I don't need to be it, is going to make it into heaven. Old Testament. Because you can't keep those laws. And besides that, you're in sin anyway. Doesn't matter how long you've been holy, you're still wrapped up in sin. And sin can't make it in. The pay for sin is death. Okay? Sin. Okay. So, you either live by the law or you live by grace. Grace forgives. Grace covers up sin. Grace makes everything that was wrong all right. Anybody been perfect since you woke up this morning? See, grace is at work right now. But the law says you got to die. Jesus, as we celebrate Holy Communion, settled that problem for you. He said he didn't come to do away with the law, but it came to fulfill it. That is, to pay the penalty for you. So you don't have to, but you don't accept what he does, then you got to go by the Old Testament and die that second death. Where there's no law, there is no sin. Okay? So what has happened? The law is still on the books. That means it's still active for all that will not accept the New Testament. Now, I told you a few minutes ago, you can't go by both. You can't hold the law over my head and grace too. Because one's going to nullify the other. Okay. You either live by grace or you live by the law. Now, if you couldn't keep one law, how are you going to keep 10? There was only one law in the beginning, and that is don't eat. Of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Because if you do, the law says you go what? Die. Okay. Now you can eat from the other tree, the tree of life, and live. Okay. You can do that. God had his angels to kick Adam and Eve out of the garden after they done messed up, before they ate of the tree of life and lived forever. They were side by side, and the choices are still here today. Eat and live, or eat and die. Choose Jesus for what he's done for you, or choose the devil of what he claimed he'll do for you. But you know, he can't fulfill it because it's not his to give to you. Because when I said the earth is the Lord, that includes the devil. The devil belongs to God. The demons belong to God. All of them belong to God. Everything belongs to God. And when God made you and he made the devil and the demons and everybody else and everything else, when he made you good. Okay. So there's good in everything and everybody. Claim your goodness. Name it out and claim it. Okay. And then use it. Okay. We got good in us, but we don't use it. We just prefer to paint an ugly picture. We want things to go wrong so we can complain about it. Somebody gets off on talking about what they're going through. They forget the part of the word that said through. If you're going through it, what you're worrying about, you're going to soon get out. But you holding on to it, you ain't gonna never get out. And you hold on to it by you saying, I got this, I got that, and it's like, let's keep on going on and on and on. And every day you complaining about it, you stay in the same old rut all the time. Never moving nowhere. You're not like that automobile that's moving slow. You park along the road. Engine won't run. Car won't go nowhere. Because every time we see you, got a complaint, sad song and a dance. But name what is yours. Okay. Claim it. And then make sure you use it. Because naming it and not using it ain't doing you no good. Name it. Claim. Now what has God given you? He's given you peace, joy, power, love, sound mind. God didn't give you a spirit of fear. But we claim it. I'm scared. I'm afraid to do that. I might mess up. I'm afraid of getting something wrong. Some of us got cell phones scared to lose certain apps. Because we're scared we're going to lock up the phone. We can't get out of it. We're claiming fear. It ain't yours. Stop naming it. Because what you think, some of us, the devil got us scared to go home. Now you in bad shape, you scared to go home. Scared to go to church at night. Now this is ironical. I'm scared to go to church at night. But I can get up early morning on Black Friday. While it is still black outside. And wait in that crowd of hustles and bustles, pushing and shoving, knocking and kicking. Some people have gotten trapped to death. By ourselves. But can't go to church. We go to work in the snow. We go to work in the Psalms, but we can't go to church on a rainy Sunday. Tell you that it ain't mine. Feels are not yours. God didn't give it to you. If God didn't give it to you, who did? That's the only one left. They came from the devil. Because if he can get you afraid, he can keep you from doing a whole lot of things in the Lord. And stop putting a personal tag on your assigned diseases. It's not yours. But you say, my blood pressure. And I just told you everything belongs to God. My heart trouble, my diabetes, my cancer. Why they gotta be yours? Everybody claiming the same thing that got it. Okay. No, they say, I might have been diagnosed with it, or the doctor said this, but it ain't none of mine. I refuse to accept it. I won't have it. Because once you claim it, I tell you, it's hard when you get rid of. We don't want to give it to the Lord. But all we need to do is cast it. Don't take it to him. It'll take you too long, somebody's too long to get to him. And by the time you get to him, it done got roots everywhere and sprouts coming up. Okay. But cast it. The word tell you to cast. Not some of them. But all your cares. All right, so you're going to name, and I don't know if I'm going to get back to my text or not, but you're going to name what the Lord said you are. And God said you are more powerful than what the devil is. How do you get that? I've given you power over all the enemies, and nothing they can do that will harm you. Okay? And know that anything that happens to you, it's God's will. Now, if you're not going to allow it to happen, because of everything, give him thanks. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning who? Me. You. So it does not happen if God hadn't willed it. And we pray in the what we call the Lord's Prayer, thy will be done. All right? Now, this come from this parable that the Lord talked about the man that went off to a far country But before he left his goods in the hands of his servants. All right? Jesus had gone off to a far off country. All right? And been gone for a long while. But before leaving this earth, at the tender age of 33, and see, when you complain about people dying early, look what the Lord Jesus done. He died early. All of us in here, twice his age and over. That was God's only begotten son. And then we complain. Well, the man gave one of his servants 5 talents, another one 2, another 1, and then he took off. Jesus has given talents and gifts to the church to be used by the church. But a lot of us is not doing like the ones that got more than one. We're doing like the one that got the one. We're hiding it. How I'm hiding it? You ain't using it. When you use it, it works. But we're blinded by the fact that I didn't get my glory. And then we'll turn right around and sing all the glory belong to who? Well, who are you? Are you God? Why are you mad then because I didn't give you your just due? Who were you doing it for, me or the Lord? Okay. And like I said, don't do it for me. Because if you please me today, that same thing may not please me tomorrow. We get bored. We always want looking for something new. Guess what, y'all? I'm going to let you in on a secret. There is nothing new under the sun. Nothing new under the sun. So why are you looking for a new thing for me? You ain't taking care of the old thing yet. Why you want something else added on to it? And you're going to do the same thing you did with the one, go bear it. God has given everybody in this house a gift. Whether you name it or claim it or not. And because you're not naming it, you're not claiming it, you don't use it. But he's giving everybody, and he's giving you the ability to do it. Because to everybody he has given a measure of faith. Tell your neighbor you don't need much. And a measure is more than the size of a mustard seed. Jesus said all you need is the mustard seed of faith. And the word tells us he's giving everybody a measure of faith. Now we got that faith when it comes to the Super Bowl. But we don't have it when it comes to God things. You name your team. You claim your team. And sometimes we try to use them even though we're miles and miles and miles away. we get all in fusses and fighting over somebody else's team that we have made and claimed, but we can't get to the third part. We can't use them. They won't take none of your suggestions. Even though you know the best, and we can talk about what they need to do and how they're going to do, and that'll make them win, ain't getting a dime for it. But we'll lose a whole lot of dimes betting on somebody else's team that you're calling. Naming and claiming what ain't yours. But name all that's yours. Peace, joy, love, forgiveness, power, strength, hallelujah, a sound mind. Okay? Don't let the disease rob you of your mind. The devil comes in slick. He'll do you a little at a time, you don't realize what's going on. But refuse it. Because God said he gave you a sound mind. That means it's stable. It's solid. All right. So take it back. Because ain't nothing but the devil taking your mind. And I got to quit. But did not the scriptures say the devil comes to do three things? To rob, to steal, and to destroy. He's doing it all in those diseases. He's robbing you of your mind, stealing your memories, and then he destroys the body. That's it. But you've got the power to resist him. Refuse it. And tell him, give me back what the Lord has given me. You can't have it. You can't use it. I refuse to have it. And keep on telling yourself that. Be consistent every day. Hallelujah. Until you get back what the Lord has given you. Name it. Claim it. Possess it. Those five talents, the man got five more back, gave him a total of 10, and he told his master when he came back, I've done this. And he said, well done, you've been faithful. Of a few things, I'm going to make you rule over many. Enter into the joy. One of the second had the same thing, but the third one said, I knew you were a hard person. I knew this. So I took your money. So he didn't lame it. Okay. The man gave it to him to use while he was gone, but he said, I took your money and I hid it. God, I took your gift because you didn't give me what I want. I hid it. That's why we don't use it, because God didn't give us, we want to do one thing. God said, you're best at this. Because it said he gave every one of those servants according to their several ability. See, we've been wanting things that we can't handle. And that's why God hadn't given it to you. Everybody here wants to be a millionaire, right? We must not can handle it, so God hadn't given it to us. Every good and perfect gift comes from the Lord. So the man, he gave everyone according to their several ability. The one that got the one talent couldn't handle the five or the two. So he gave him one. Okay, and everybody in here, we said, had at least one. Some of us got more than one. And if we use the one we got, God will give you some more. Go ahead.